لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی،
فیس بک کا زندہ الہی،
رحمت سید خام نائی،
رحمت کے فرمان پر
جان بھی قربان،
سید کے فرمان پر
جان بھی قربان ہے،
پر محمد و علی محمد سروا،
اللہم صلی علی محمد. So as we saw from those two extremely informative video clips, in the first one, Imam Khomeini was definitely talking about how the Islamic Revolution cannot be characterized as a dictatorship. There's no way that you could say that, because for every dictator in this world, they are tied to extravagance, they are tied to only this world with no thought of the dunya. He brought up the extremely good example of Imam Ali, and he said that Imam Ali used to eat only, you know, bread with salt, and even then he would never be full, but he would, that's when he would stop. So how can you say, how can you tie a supreme leader to a dictatorship? It's just not possible. And certainly in the second one, in the second video clip, we can see the important role of women in the revolution. The quote by Imam, which was that the women encouraged their husbands and their kids to prepare and go out and fight the most dangerous battles. Clearly the example of Bibi Zainab, Salamu Alayha, in Allahumma Salli Ala Muhammad wa in her struggles in Karbala and Sham show that the women and the women of Islam have a very, very important role in propagating the message and showing the world that they have a voice as well. With that, I would like to invite Brother Zeeshan for his speech with salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today I have prepared, it's more of a, I guess it's poetry in a sense, but it has a very, it has an underlying message that I would like to portray. And the title of this poem that I have written is called The Proof of Youth. Carefully listening to the echoes of the world, one can hear the screaming violence. Yet the Muslims' reply to the Yazidis of today is simply silence. The onslaught continues, sending shrilling cries. We listen very intently, but just don't seem to care. To care enough to quiet the wails of oppression that engulf our very air. The injustice eradicates all it can, yet no effort is made for actions. The time to denounce deceit is now, but our pastime is to make factions. The violence proclaims itself loudly with every act of oppression. But the masses who hear the thunderous tremor progressively promote regression. So who will silence the undeserving wails that are pounded in every ear? Who will ignite the burning flame of Islam to persevere? Amongst all of the wretched darkness and efforts of evil so persistent, a single ember of truth glows ever so brightly and consistent. An ember that burns for others and is brightened with every tremble against right. An ember that can grow to devour all opposition if kindled into a burning light. An ember that glows beyond the reach of human thought and is independent of any proof. This ember is the passion found in the heart of every youth. Salawat.
Allah.